Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash. Oh, I'm talking over myself. Quiet.
How did you not
Hang on.
Quiet, you.
I'm just going to close the browser. I closed it. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, physically alongside my co-host, Jordan Sweers. Jordan, how are you?
Yeah, physically close. Yeah.
6 feet distance. I can see it. It's 6 feet.
I mean, but we're, you know, even if it wasn't 6 feet, we got protection between us.
I'm touching the glass.
It's double wrapped, baby.
It's like Spock and Kirk.
Jesus.
I'm going to turn off my hotspot right now.
Oh,
dude,
cool.
Did you guys hear the intro?
Yeah.
Totally,
and
yeah.
What was your favorite part? My favorite part is when you were talking and then you on the intro that you played started talking. That was
pretty cool. You know why it was a problem? Because clearly on the last episode, that's where I pulled up the intro. You were probably screaming in the background to hurry up and start.
Oh, my
God. So I was too fast. I didn't let the intro play. If I had let it play out, it would have been perfect for this episode.
We've been recording for 8 minutes. And
yeah,
it
but
was
that's
that
mostly,
whole time.
That's no.
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 That
no,
almost that whole
Nick
time was
dropped,
you waiting for that intro.
But here's the thing. Imagine if we had gone when you wanted to and then Nick went, "Oh, I lost everything." We would have wasted our time. Thank God I made it take longer
thank,
so Nick could sort out
thank
the recording.
God.
Yeah.
It's all part of God's plan.
It's all part of his plan.
If Michael hadn't had to go to the bathroom and waste like 30 minutes, then, you know, we would have been 30 minutes in this recording.
I mean, it certainly wasn't 30 minutes. Eric wasn't even back with the food until poop was coming out.
Oh,
God.
That's true.
All right. Let's talk about our cool setup for this episode, because it's a very cool setup.
For the steak and shake, pork belly steak burger and cotton candy shake format?
No.
Oh.
Gotcha. Stop pointing at me.
Got you. I'm pointing.
I can't quite see your face, but I see your little finger pointing at
that's,
me.
Hang on. That's not right.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah, perfect.
Is this, let me ask, is this cat banana in the way?
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, we're inside of our cars in a parking lot.
So, the only Steak and Shake that was open, because I guess there's another one kind of in like central Austin, and it's closed. It was pretty far from all of us. So we all had to drive to the one Steak and Shake.
It's like a 30-minute
drive
for us.
So I was like, let's just eat in the car if we're going to drive so far, because I don't want to drive all the way back home, eat the food, it's going to be cold. And then I thought, well, if we're going to drive there and we're going to eat in the car, let's just record in the car. So we packed up all our crap.
We got it.
We put it in the car, and we got it. So we all met in the Steak and Shake parking lot in our cars. Eric ordered the food, and it's in like a big shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
So Eric ordered the food. We drove on over to, there's like a Walmart, there's like a strip mall, so there's tons of parking. And we parked in like a square block. So I'm next to Jordan.
And I'm facing Eric.
And I'm facing Nick,
who's
not wearing a mask. And I don't mean a breathing mask. I mean a mask to cover his face. I can see him. And so we're just doing it here. So if it sounds like shit, or if this episode doesn't exist, you won't be listening to this. That's why.
I've got my microphone stand clamped to my door handle and propped to my wheel. And it's plugged into my laptop on like the center console. It's a mobile recording studio. It's working
it's
great.
It's mobile as shit. I have a whole microphone stand. It's just
I can
on a
drive
pole.
Off right now. I don't have to stay here. And I can.
Oh, if I
recording.
Drove off, I would die. This pole would impale.
Your setup is a little more precarious.
It's like Final Destination. This is going through someone's head. I have my microphone pole wedged behind a baby seat in the back seat, extending into the front seat. But you know
it's
what?
It's like a
sounds
whole stand.
Damn good.
It's a whole stand with like the.
That's
round
just what
base,
I have at home
right?
to record. Yeah. But you know what? We're making it work. It's also, guys, it's raining now.
Yep. It just started.
Yeah.
Dude, if it rains heavy, you're going to hear it. Nick is
we're
losing
safe
it.
Safe inside.
It's such, like, this is so weird. This is so weird. We're parked outside of like a Texas Roadhouse and like a PetSmart, and we're just talking about a hamburger that we all ate in our own cars.
There's a GameStop over here. They're still open. They're essential.
It's like a fever dream.
Just because of scheduling, because we're still busy, even though we can't leave our house, had to come here at 10 o'clock in the morning, which
oh,
is when they open.
Oh,
it is
man.
The first thing I've eaten today. And
oh.
Oh, I pulled up to the Steak and Shake and was talking to Eric, and I was like, man, I'm hungry. And Eric was like, yeah, good thing we're going to eat this. I was like, well, I'm not hungry for this. This is the last thing I want to be eating at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I will say, I got here a little before 10. Jordan got here a little after me. Then Nick got here. There were already people that were here and waiting before Steak and Shake opened to get the food. I'm not joking. There were two or three cars that went through the drive-thru.
They were waiting to pounce.
Yep. They were waiting for it to open. Fucking crazy. Who's doing this? Who's living this life?
They better be recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah, otherwise they have no excuse.
I'm just gonna say, having a look at those people that were at the Steak and Shake at 10 in the morning, they were not recording a podcast. Yeah, they were not recording a podcast. I'll just say it. What I will say about this is that if we ever wanted to take this show on the road, we're showing that we can do it, right? Like, that's what this is.
Yeah, even in the age of quarantine and lockdown, like, four separate cars, mobile
weird
recording
road trip.
Studio.
Weird, really weird road trip if it's four separate cars.
Well, we can't be near
each
other.
It's a caravan, yeah.
Well,
it's
I'm not talking about right fucking now.
No, I'm talking about right now, baby. What
this
are you doing next week?
This could be the new normal. Who knows how long this is going?
This is crazy.
Years to come.
Hey, do you think we would have come to Steak and Shake if we weren't in the situation that we were in?
No.
Like, this is...
No.
No, it was the only thing we could find.
Yeah, well, I don't think we ever would have come here.
This is called a great idea through struggle. That's what this is.
Yeah.
We were given a gift. We had some obstacles, and we made it work. And I argue, we've done something that's better than if it was just a regular episode.
Exactly.
Okay?
We're taking the lemons, and we're making not just lemonade, but, like, really... High
like
quality
crack. We're
artisan.
Making crack.
Crack.
We're taking lemons and making crack?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. And people love it. They love
it. Walter White made like the blue meth? Like our crack is like yellow.
Oh, cool.
Because it's made out of lemons.
So I have bad news. I got round two coming up. I can feel it.
Oh,
you
no!
Son of a bitch.
So we got here. We parked. We were waiting for Eric to get the food. And then I started panicking because I was like, I got to go poo-poo bad. Like a bad one. And so Jordan and Nick started flinging suggestions at me about what to do. I opted to, fortunately, I have face masks in my car. I hadn't planned on getting out, but I have them. So I locked my car filled with expensive equipment. And I was like, please make sure no one takes that. Then I walked over to Walmart, had to wait in line to get in because there's like, you know, they count people going in and out. To limit it.
All the while, still on the Discord, by the way.
On the call, yeah, because I'm wearing earbuds. So, on the call, went into Walmart just to take a shit in a Walmart bathroom. And
he was kind enough to mute at that point.
Yeah, I muted myself, but I still listen to you guys. I listened to the whole conversation. And there was a guy, there was two toilets. And I was like, they were both occupied. I waited a few minutes. One guy comes out. I'm like, awesome. I walk in. The toilet is wrapped, you know, like the back where you would push the button to flush. For some reason, that's all wrapped in plastic, which I guess signifies no. Just the top part. Like the toilet isn't wrapped. Just the
it's a new tank.
And so that's wrapped up. However, the toilet was not wrapped. Overflowed with feces.
Hell yeah!
Just like clogged and left there. And some guy was just like, well, whatever. Well, I'm not using it. I'm changing. So the guy was in there changing. And then the other one, a guy was just going ham on. I was waiting forever for this guy. He must have flushed 10 times. This is a food podcast, by the way. So he finally gets out. And then I wasn't any better than he was. And it dawned on me that I had a spicy chicken sandwich last night for dinner. So it was bad and hot. And I was kind enough to mute myself, but I was texting updates the entire time. to you guys. I heard Eric reading them aloud.
And it was while I was eating the food, which
was
great.
It was really cool.
See, the audience at least has the option to, like, once I start talking about that, to stop if they're eating.
Yep.
You had to. You were working.
Yeah.
You just had to power through.
I couldn't take a
I'll
break.
Say,
where was I going to go?
Not only is this an amazing concept that's already worked,
yep.
What a story we got already. Of just
hell yeah.
Just, I had to go to Walmart to go number two minutes before we filmed this podcast.
You might have to go again in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, I'll hold it, but I'm ready. It's bad. I'm getting bubble gut. I'm getting bubble gut.
No. Uh-oh.
He's got mud gut.
Well, then let's get this show on the road.
It's on the road. That's what we're going to build this as. Face Jam hits the road.
Face Jam hits the road, yeah.
I keep eating this milkshake.
Oh, my God. What a mess. We got the steak and shit. I can watch him fucking look so gross.
Do I have
He's
milk
like a
mouth?
Monster. I mean,
I'm glad we're in separate, like, we're separate from each other because I don't even want to, like, look at you right now.
Guys, it's so cold.
The steak and the shake, they got the two things. What do we know about it before we get into facts? What's our experience with it?
So this is our old stomping grounds at Rooster Teeth, which is a company you may not know of, but it's a place that sometimes we do things at. And
when we're not face jamming, we're not face jamming,
which is crazy, but it does happen. We stop jamming occasionally, but it's like the old office that we used to work at was like minutes from here.
Yeah.
So any of us that worked there at the time lived in this area. So I had never been. I don't know if Steak and Shake was on the East Coast or not. If it was, I'd never been there. I don't think
it's
it,
in
I don't
the
think
Southeast.
It is. I don't think it is on
but
in
not
Jersey
on the Northeast.
So I don't think I'd ever been there before until I moved here. And then I lived like 2 minutes from here. I'd come to the shopping center all the time. It was like the closest place to my house. So I actually went to this Steak and Shake constantly.
You probably pooped in that Walmart before.
Probably. I'm sure I've shopped at that Walmart before. But I moved almost 5 years ago, nowhere near here. So I have not been here in 5 years.
Yeah, I haven't been to the shopping center in about 5 years as well. It's funny, once you move out of South Austin, you don't really need to come back. You don't find yourself coming back down here very much.
You don't go back south.
Yeah, never. There's nothing down here you need. So I would see the Steak and Shake, but I knew to avoid it because when I lived briefly...
Oh, no.
For 3 years, I lived in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, where our friend Ryan is from, his hometown.
Oh, I know him. Okay.
Yeah. There was a Steak and Shake, and I went there once. And the interesting thing about Steak and Shake is you can go inside, and they serve you like a diner. So
what?
There's like a waiter
Sonic?
That comes up.
Not
exactly, but close.
Okay.
It's close.
No, it's
not.
We
don't know for sure because we've never been inside the inside part of the Sonic that you can go into. But, you go into a restaurant, there's not employees? That's
Jesus
so weird,
Christ.
Eric.
You're talking crazy, dude. You got
Eric
crazy.
Sounds like a fucking idiot right now.
This sucks.
Anyway, you sit down and a waiter comes up and they, you know, you order the fast food and it feels like maybe they're just gonna not already have it made or whatever, you know. An illusion of like it being a restaurant. I went to that once when I lived in Georgia and did not like my experience, so never went back until today. And that's the only thing I know. I always thought of it as a very southern restaurant, like a Checkers Rally's. Which one is Checkers and which one's Rally's? They're not...
West Coast is Rally's. I think like okay. St. Louis is where it hits the split or something and it becomes Checkers or some shit.
It's like a Carl's Jr. Hardy situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so... Never had it before. Haven't had it since, until today. Don't know much about it other than that.
What? Where's Michael?
I'm here. What? I'm listening. What are you? You're not saying anything.
I'm just making sure we didn't lose connection.
Yeah, no, I turned my AC on, and I'm wondering if the microphone's picking it up. It's hot.
No, I can't hear.
No, let it.
My AC's been on the whole time.
But I mean, the recording microphone is more important because that's what we're going to use.
Nick can do audio magic and take it out.
Yeah. Oh, do you need room tone? You need room tone, Nick?
Yeah. Can we just hold the microphones to get room tone real quick?
Hang on. Here, then let me put it where it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm in camp mode, so it's been running the whole time without running the battery too hard.
Yo, my waveform's pissed.
Yeah, that looked mad. That was... What happened?
Oh, I turned it all the way up, and then boogies came out.
Oh, man. Well, I've never been to Steak and Shake. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a weird restaurant, and I don't know how to feel about it still.
Yeah, post-eating.
I'm sticky.
Yeah.
I'm really sticky. I'm
that
absolutely steak, sticky.
That shake sticky. Is sticky.
Yeah, I got it's all over me, and I'm sticky head to toe.
Hey, Daddy brought water.
Oh, that's smart. You're
just
smart.
Just do a little Dunkin' chunk. You see the what I'm doing, Eric?
Dunkin' Chunk.
What I'm doing.
Well, what we call that is you get a piece of ice and you wipe it all over your hands, and that's called the ice trick. I mean, I'm just letting you know. You'll have to tune into the video version of this podcast to see what the fuck that was.
I can't even try to describe it. It's like he picked up a whole chunk of ice and like flew too close to the sun trying to kiss it.
What a great way to put it. Flew too close
like
to the sun.
I feel like you've described it perfectly.
It just fucking obliterated in his
hand. It was a big piece of ice, and then it was no ice.
It went from being all grouped together in his hand to everywhere else.
Well, now my water's going to get warm.
Oh, no.
Come on, guys. You guys are ruining my day. You know what? My bubble gut went away a little bit, though.
Ooh, that's good. We're getting
there. It went
away.
Michael, read us some facts about Steak and Shake. I want to learn.
We're waiting for someone to come up to us and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of here.
There have been so many police.
Yeah, it's so weird. And so many...
Where do these people work? The IMAR?
Ice all over my floor. Okay, no, let's get into some facts here. I've got the fact sheet. Steak and Shake has a 7x7 burger that clocks in at a whopping 1,330 calories.
Fact. That's crazy. That's gigantic.
It's up there.
How many calories was the burger we ate last week?
The Whataburger, it was a little over 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 1,100? I don't remember.
We didn't eat seven patties for that.
No. But you got to wonder, though, you know, real question, what's the protein like? Because it could be worth it.
That's true. Otherwise, it's just empty calories.
We're clocking in at 59 grams, need I remind you, on that Whataburger, that BBQBB. Next fact. The current owner of Steak and Shake also owns Maxim magazine. Both brands I consider to be equally horny.
That's actually really good information, because now it's just like kind of recontextualizing Steak and Shake.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of seeing it in a new light.
He grabbed the Steak and Shake. Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I'm just saying, I'm all sticky. Have I been reading Maxim magazine? Or have I been eating its
Guys,
Steak and Shake?
We're covered in the stick.
I'm only going to refer to sex as Steak and Shake from now on.
Oh, man. I could dive into some cotton candy.
Give him the old Steak and Shake.
Oh, boy.
Hey, baby, want to get sticky?
And then she's like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, why are we going to a restaurant?
I'm horny for
no,
steak and
no,
shake.
You say, want to get sticky? And then she says, let me see that pork belly. I don't know. That's a lot of fat.
Oh, man.
The National Park Service added the Springfield, Missouri Steak and Shake to the National Register of Historic Places, putting it alongside other Missouri historic juggernauts, such as the One Stoplight in Town and the Creek Behind Old Man Johnson's House. Probably.
Why would the fast food restaurant be on the list of national
Did it start there?
No.
Did everyone like the Steak and Shake?
That's not even a good enough reason if it did start there. But
that's how I feel.
Yeah, honestly.
It's like, fuck, even if it started there, who gives a shit? But
yeah,
it didn't. So it might as well just be the one that we're at.
Like, it's not even the state historic registry. It's the National Register of Historic Places.
Yep.
So as far as Steak and Shake goes nationwide, that's the only one that matters?
Weird. I mean, that's apparently the only one that we know of to this day. Famous dead film critic Roger Ebert. He's dead, by the way.
Yeah, that's why he's a famous dead film critic.
If I were to take President Obama and his family to dinner and the choice were up to me, it would be Steak and Shake. As of writing this, I am unsure if he liked or disliked Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, was he like, is he trying to poison him?
What does that mean?
Is he trying to show him a nice time
Where did he say that and why?
Okay, hold on. Let me try to,
what's the context
let me try to
here?
Unpack this. I'm pretty sure Roger Ebert is from Chicago, right?
I don't know that he's f- from Chicago, but that's where he lived. Yes.
Yeah, he worked for
the Chicago Sun Tribune.
And he worked Barack for Obama.
Roper. He worked for Roper. He worked for Siskel.
Also
then he worked
dead.
For Roper.
Senator from also from Illinois. I think they have some common ground here. I'm leaning towards he likes him, and I'm also leaning towards Steak and Shake being from Chicago now.
Oh. Well, you are unpacking this. You're really getting to the bottom.
I think they're from Springfield, Illinois, and somebody done fucked up and put the, the National Registry in Missouri.
On the National Registry now.
Oh, fuck. Wrong one.
Oh, man.
They're right next to each other. It's just... Yep. It happens.
I want to issue a correction, by the way. Roper, not dead. Siskel dead.
Siskel's the dead one.
Roper,
I don't know. The guy seemed pretty young and healthy.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was an odd pairing. They said, we have these two fuckers that are older than dirt. One of them kicked the bucket. I assume they'd get another old guy. They got his grandson. And they fought. They didn't like each other.
No.
That's a whole other thing, you know? That's why Roper killed him.
Michael, you don't need to rehash a story everyone already knows.
Oh, man.
Die, you old man. Okay. Last fact. There's a Snopes article about Steak and Shake banning customers from praying inside the restaurant. However, it is proven false. I guess we can't have a separation of church and steak, winking smiley face.
Hell yeah. That is the...
What?
That
what
is
happening?
I listen to Face Jam only for the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights style humor that it brings to the table.
Well, normally... This is something to maybe we should be concerned about and keep out for, because normally Eric's fact sheets are littered with opinions.
Mm-hmm.
This is
that
is a fact in itself. But now he's approaching.
Maybe we get political.
He's approaching stand-up material.
Oh, well, I mean, he did this already. It's like I'm convinced this is all material going into his tight five. He's gonna.
Yeah, he's. That's not. It's a very loose five. I don't know.
Well, he's only gonna take the best bits.
There's nothing tight about this.
He's gonna be a one-line comedian, and he's just gonna be fast food based. He's going to be like Mitch Hedberg, but only he's going to be the Mitch Hedberg.
He's also
fast
dead.
Food restaurant.
I don't know if Roper killed him, though.
Did Roper kill Mitch Hedberg?
I don't know.
I think Mitch Hedberg was reviewing movies with Roper for a little bit, and he was like, this guy's too funny.
Yep. Damn. Fucked up.
And those are the facts. Quotations. Is it Roper or Ropert? Is there a T?
It's Roper.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You can call him Ropert. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to care. Call him Ropert.
I gotta be honest, I didn't learn a goddamn thing about this restaurant.
No! You learned that it's horny.
Weren't you listening?
Yeah, you learned that it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
I'm going to have more cotton candy shake.
You're fucking ridiculous. I gave you so many facts.
Yeah, I just feel like I didn't learn anything.
I don't know. Well,
it's like school all over again, you know?
Then you teach me something about this food we just ate.
Don't ask me to do it. I already played the intro.
Sometimes it tastes weird. Like, I just took another sip of this shake and I forgot what it tasted like.
Yep. There you have it.
Welcome to the ad break. We're back in our homes, away from our cars, back next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're spending a lot of time at home, which means it's difficult to go out to restaurants. But you know what is a good solution for that, Michael?
I do know, and it's DoorDash. I hope I didn't steal your thunder.
You didn't.
Okay.
This is how ads work.
Okay, thanks. What about DoorDash, Jordan?
Well, you know, DoorDash is the app that brings food you're craving right now to your door. Ordering is easy. You open the app, you choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Which means you don't even have to look at anyone.
No, you order the food, and as far as you know, the food gets there itself. Like, I don't even know if someone dropped it off or just kind of materialized.
I think they use drones now.
I don't know. Here's the thing, right? I open my door. I look. There's no food. I come back later. There is food. How do I explain it? DoorDash. Who's to say how it got there? But it's there, and I'm going to eat it.
It dashed right to your door. It's time to chow down.
Yum, yum. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more and zero delivery fees for their first month when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FACEJAM. You should know what that is. That's the show you're listening to right now. You can't watch, but you can listen. That's FACEJAM. You pop that in, $5 off your first order, $15 or more. No delivery fees for a month.
That's a solid deal right there.
That's like you're going to the store and getting it. Price, you know what I mean? Without the delivery fee,
at that point you're just saving the hassle of
you're
going
saving
yourself.
The hass, you know, some of us save gas, some of us save electric, you know, depending on what day it is and what car you're allowed to use.
Some of us save premium.
Dude, hey, I don't want to get too off topic here, but
that's
gas is cheap
show.
Right now. It's a different show, and gas is cheap right now, you know, so now's the time to just sit at home and just think about how much money you would be saving if you were driving your car. You're not. And thankfully, DoorDash is there to feed you. But man, if you were out there driving, if anything was open, gas would be so cheap.
But here's the thing. Hey guys, Eric here jumping in for a second.
Hey, what's up?
Doesn't matter how cheap gas is, because when you use DoorDash, you get $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees. Zero is less than any. That is the lowest number that it can go. So no matter how cheap gas is, you're still saving money.
That's
by
just
using
math.
DoorDash.
Until, you know, oil drops to negative dollars again.
Listen up.
You're not saving money.
Use DoorDash app and save money, Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan, please.
No matter how low it gets, they're never going to pay you for gas. It doesn't matter what a
they're
number
not
gonna on
pay
the graph
me. Yeah.
Says.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need gas or savings on gas. I need food, and I want savings on food, and I want to not move from this ancient spot.
So don't forget, that's code FACEJAM for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. That's
asterisk, you will have to move to the front door to get your food.
That's true, unless you have, like, you know, a servant or a dog that fetches your stuff for you.
Right.
Like a newspaper.
If you have like a conveyor belt like they have at some of those restaurants where the food just goes around in a circle, if you got one of those set up outside your house, then you don't have to move. I don't know many people that have that, but if you do,
I've never
that's
heard
cool.
of that, but it's a great idea.
You never heard of that?
A conveyor belt around your house?
Oh no, well not around your house, but it exists for food. I've seen it in movies and TV.
You're talking about like a dumbwaiter.
What I'm thinking about, no, a dumbwaiter just goes up and down.
Okay.
That's not a conveyor belt at all. That's an elevator, Jordan.
Okay.
All right. So FACEJAM is the show. FACEJAM is the code. DoorDash is the app. Get the food. Save the money. Save the time. And that's the ad.
Thanks, DoorDash.
Okay, so we ate a pork belly steak burger. Because I guess all their burgers are steak burgers, not hamburgers. I don't know what the difference is. You tell me.
They used to grind up like steak meat to make the burgers.
Oh, so instead of straight cow, they make it into a steak.
No,
and then they
no,
grind
they would
it
take,
up.
They would
like
take
it was
other
a cow.
They wouldn't just take chuck. They would take other cuts of meat and grind it.
Grind it, yeah. Horny restaurant.
I looked at Jordan. He looked at me when he said that, and it made me feel uncomfortable.
Horny restaurant.
He's rolling down his window and yelling. Watch out. You put that window back up. You're not wearing a mask.
Oh, man.
You're expelling into the world.
It's also raining still, so.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when we were talking about getting ready to come down here to eat and getting all the plan in order, Eric said, all right, you guys ready to go eat the barbecue bacon cheeseburger at Steak and Shake? And I was, like, confused because, like, I thought it was a pork belly cheeseburger. And he's like, well, yeah, the pork belly's the bacon. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. We're eating another one.
A barbecue bacon cheeseburger.
Two episodes in a row. It's just a different form of bacon.
I'll say this. It's a pretty different burger, though.
Oh, Gavin,
it is. But also, we were worried about becoming the chicken show, and now we're just the barbecue bacon cheeseburger show.
Guys, the belly aches back.
Oh no, Jordan, we better rifle through this. Jordan, you better start describing the food.
Every time I feel better, I eat more cotton candy shake, and then
stop!
I feel worse.
No!
Maybe you just need to keep drinking it until you feel better, idiot.
No, I'm gonna wait until I feel better again, then I'm gonna eat more. Just take a break.
All right. Well, while you recover, I'm gonna read the lowdown on the pork belly steak burger, the best of backyard barbecue without all the hassle. A 100% beef double steak burger generously topped with crispy glazed thick cut pork belly, caramelized onions, American cheese, and drizzled with a savory maple bourbon sauce.
That's
That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
They listed all the things, but like none of those things sound like they should go together.
The pork belly, it's weird. I think that they describe it as a backyard barbecue burger and then say thick cut
pork
belly.
Who's barbecuing pork belly?
Which is like, what world are you living in where it's like, dad's firing up the grill, gonna get that pork belly going.
Yeah. What?
Bizarre.
Yeah, wipe your mouth, you animal.
Stop looking at me.
Cotton candy shake. Because nothing says summer quite like cotton candy, we figured out a way to put it in milkshake form with our brand new specialty flavor. All ages can enjoy the sweetness of our cotton candy milkshake, topped with whipped cream and a cherry.
A maraschino cherry, to be exact.
Yeah, they don't hold back.
Specify
Michael
that here.
Was excited.
No expense spared.
Michael was very excited when he saw the maraschino cherry.
When you get a literal cherry on top, but the first thing you do is eat the cherry.
See?
Mine's still... I'm letting mine marinate.
Mine's way down in the middle of the shake somewhere.
Guys, what are you doing?
I started stirring it because it was so thick, and then I went, oh, the chair... Oh,
oh, that's right. This guy fucking stirs this fucking food. Jesus. Do you, like, take the burger and you take it home and put it in a blender because it wasn't mixed when you got it?
No, it was too... The shake was too thick. I stirred the shake. It came out. It thinned it out some, and then I went, oh, I didn't want to drink this.
Hey, you know what?
Too
I'm
thick.
Out of here.
Another horny. Another
You're
horny
out of one. Here?
Oh, he's putting
Oh, shit.
Back.
He's leaning all the way back. It's taking a while. Hang on. Hang on. I can still see him.
he's making a slow but profound statement.
It's adjusting. My microphone moved.
No. You idiot.
My perfect system. No. My system.
Oh, my God.
I've gone too far again. You know what? Tummy ache's gone.
Yay.
It comes and goes.
It's great. Jordan, hit us with the next piece.
Hit us with the PR, baby. What the fuck?
What happened?
30 minutes on the dot.
What happened? What? Don't blame it on me leaning back. What does that have to do with the call? It didn't know I leaned back. Discord didn't know I leaned back in my car, okay?
I emailed Discord support and told them, hey, this guy's leaning back in his chair, and they're like, we'll handle this.
Hang on a sec.
He's looking out his sunroof to make sure they're not watching him.
Okay. I don't see anybody. You son of a bitch.
Our perfect system.
Our perfect 10.
Michael's putting the sunroof. Wait, hang on.
Stop watching us.
Somebody just drove by and looked at you.
Do it again.
Oh, goddamn. Hang on. God damn it. I don't know how this works. I never open it.
It's a new car.
Yeah, you're mad at the world.
I yelled
world.
At a bird.
Oh, man. Are we good?
Yep, we're good. Sorry.
I'm sealing her up. Guys, I'm sealing her back up.
Don't get that equipment wet.
Okay, if you want to start
Listen, Nick, it's not going to matter. You got the backup. Everything is on our end. We got it, bro.
Yeah, we're good.
This is all golden. Let's just assume everything's perfect and we're all perfect creatures.
We're God's perfect creatures.
Made in his image, whoever he is.
Or her.
Whoever he is.
Oh, wow. Really?
I will... die on this hill, and he will resurrect me.
He was like, you're the only one who never doubted.
Oh, man. All right, hit it, Jordan.
We've been making our classic steak burgers since 1934. Finally, something I learned about the restaurant. But we're always on the hunt for creative ways to wow our guests with new and unique flavors, says Rich Scanlon.
Scandalous.
Senior VP of Operations. Why is the VP of operations given the
None of this restaurant makes any fucking sense.
Do they not have a marketing department? And
guess not.
Like, this is part of operating, I guess.
Yeah, just send the ops guy. He'll do it.
That was like Eric when I was walking out of Walmart from my dump. He's like, I got to do all these people's jobs. And he was talking about other work he had to do.
Yep.
That's this guy.
Yep.
Basically.
And I absolutely stand by that.
Our culinary team nailed it by adding the luxurious
Ooh.
Taste of pork belly to our premium patties for this brand new addition to our lineup. It's literally a juicy burst of deliciousness with each bite at a price point that belies the quality. This guy fucking, he waxes poetic like no other. This is better than the fucking like copy on the thing.
Well, now you know why he's doing it.
I really appreciate.
Yeah, he's just a natural.
I want to thank you for reading it out loud, because when I was doing this research and put it on here, I have dyslexia, I guess, because I thought it said at a price point that bellies the quality, and I'm like, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm like, is that like a pork belly pun? I was lost.
Man.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, no, me read good.
Boy.
I wouldn't describe it as literally a juicy burst of deliciousness, but I mean, I'm down with the hyperbole. Like this guy sold me on it better than the copy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can like kind of get into the food now, because we're kind of at that point, but
have you ever gone to a farm and watched a fat hog roll around in the mud and go, that's pretty luxurious?
I want to slice that thing. He's rooting around. He's bumping into stuff. And I just go, that hog right there, that hog belies the quality of what I'm looking for.
That's a hog I can get at a price point. It really belies quality.
That it's hog weird. Will make my steak shake.
Again.
It's weird
shakes,
that it's here.
Horny hogs.
Yep. This is a horny restaurant.
Damn.
It's a horny hedonistic restaurant. Luxurious yep. pork belly burgers. I'm all about it. I didn't think Steak and Shake had it in him.
But mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. It's in other people.
Yeah, it's in you now. Steak and Shake
it's
put in.
It's in,
you.
It's in your sticky hole.
I'm gonna yell it from the rooftops right here, right now. I'm a Steak and Shake stan.
Wow, crazy.
Whoa.
They got me.
So you making the 30-minute drive back, or
you?
Oh God, no. Yeah, no way. I'll never come back to this restaurant. But I like what they're doing, and I like what they stand for. I guess when I'm just like, you know, I'm always thinking about which brands I support and which brands I want to like, you know, ingratiate myself with and like align my qualities
with.
Yeah. And I think Steak and Shake is one I can add to that list.
Oh, they made the cut. Who else dons that exclusive list, would you say? Of places we've reviewed.
Of places we've reviewed? Absolutely none of them.
Wow.
This is the first one?
No fast food restaurant would ever make the list until now.
Would you just... Well, that's okay. Would ever, except now.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yep.
Okay.
Things change.
That's why it's... Wow. Yeah. People change. They evolve. They grow.
Wow.
Horny again.
I don't know if that's really what's happening here, but all right.
Oh, we're growing.
Oh, boy.
My steak is showing. Dude, I could take out my pork belly right now and no one would know.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Yeah, then we would definitely get pulled over. I mean, we're already pulled over. You know what I mean.
I want to say real quick, before you guys get into the actual food review.
Hold on, there's a truck coming by.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, he saw us and he turned around. It's fine.
Well, it was just kind of loud.
When I came and ordered, because I took the order for everyone and then...
Made sense.
And then ordered it, right? So
did you use the app?
No, tried to use the app. Could not find this location on the app. Very fucking weird. It was 10 in the morning. Rolled up to the drive-thru. The speaker's broken, so you have to order and pay and everything at the window. The girl, as I was about to make my order, would not open the window. Was cleaning something for 2 solid minutes. Looked at me. Continued cleaning. And then eventually looked back at me and opened the window, and she's like, oh, yeah, can I help you? I said, yeah, the pork belly burger combo, can I get that with the cotton candy shake? And she went, oh, yeah, no problem. And I said, cool. I'm going to need four of those. Her eyes went so fucking wide. She was floored at 10:10 in the morning that I was ordering four of these combos. And then she told me, it's going to be a while. The ice cream isn't soft. The steak machine, the shakes aren't going to, it has to get warmed up. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
No, it doesn't. It's a shake. It's cold.
That's what I was fucking thinking. And then I also ordered other things that we were going to do for a segment that they did not give us. So
yeah, no SERP sides this week.
We were going to do the SERP sides.
We were going to. They did not give them to us.
We were going to do as a special reward for the face jammers of the world, a double segment that
right.
we're calling Snack SERPs.
Snacks God. And SERPs.
Yeah. It's worse when you hear it out loud. When it's written, it's gross.
Our one bite snack review. Yeah. And then we were going to get our SERP sides and mash them together, but now we can't.
Nope. You procured some snacks, yes?
I do have a snack that I will be distributing here shortly.
Yeah. And so, and then also, you know, the real travesty is we missed out, so the jammers miss out.
Yep.
But
hey, you got to blame Steak and Shake, and I don't know if that's going to factor into your review.
You also paid for them.
Yep.
Hey, that's money out of your pocket, because I'm not paying you back.
Oh, I'm not paying for. I have the company card. I just
that card's been canceled.
It goes to the FaceJam company card.
Yeah.
Who is Trevor?
He's a friend of mine.
Okay, thank you.
He's one of my financiers.
I don't know everyone you know.
He's an angel investor in the FaceJam podcast.
To touch on that, Jordan, what you're referring to, reward the jammers, is the Face Jam social team, big celebration for them, at Face Jam Pod hit 20,000 followers.
Wow. Dang.
You know, in the last few days as of recording this.
How much more is that than Eric?
It's considerably more than me, yes.
It's, yeah. There's no looking back now. Coming for this guy next.
Oh, I thought you were pointing at Nick.
Yeah, I thought Nick was next. Yeah, you can catch me, no problem. I have, I think, over 100,000, but, like, really, they're all dead bots, so I think I really only have, like...
Not just bots, dead bots.
I think I have, inactive bots. I think I only have, like, 2,000 followers, really. So I think you've already passed me.
That's pretty good on Twitter. I think it's, like, 90% bot ratio.
Yeah
pretty accounts. Much. I just wanted to say that about the food. Now you guys can get into the actual review of what
you explaining
ate.
That and like them like missing out on the sides and stuff. It reminded me of something that I hadn't considered when we were talking about the brand and like how I'm revering it. This is a fucking shitty ass fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot. It's off the list.
Wow, that was so fast. People evolve, people grow.
Yeah, I've learned,
also,
I've grown.
Also, his whole thing was, this is a shitty-ass fast food restaurant, and I can't believe like it's so good I'm putting it on the list.
Yeah, but I didn't have the experience.
You've grown in the last 7 minutes.
Of getting the food and stuff, and then Eric explaining it was like, oh yeah, they don't deserve this.
Oh.
Yep.
It's just lip service. All this stuff from Rich Scallop or whatever the fuck his name is, like it's just... He's just putting flowery
name definitely
language
wasn't
on a
Scallop.
Turd.
No, that's right. His name was Rich Scallop.
I refuse to look at the paper.
Oh, that's good.
And correct myself.
Well, tell me about the food that you ate.
Can you stop fiddling over there? You're cutting in and
out.
Stop
again.
Fiddling. What? I watched you fiddle around.
I'm not fiddling. Yeah. I leaned forward.
Yeah, you're doing this while you're talking.
It's because he insists on holding the mic like an animal.
Like a fucking ape.
What was I going to... Bring my arm? Like
something any of the other of us are doing. None of us are holding them.
Yeah.
Three people here aren't holding their microphones, and you're over there going, it's impossible. What am I to do? The technology just isn't there yet.
If only this microphone came with a stand.
You're looking at two of us the whole show. I've been staring at you for 45 minutes.
I mean, this has a little, there's a little tripod.
Hey, pay attention. I don't know if you can hear that. I beeped at Eric.
Oh, I think we all heard it.
He's fiddling again. What, Nick? He's giving you a lot of work because you're gonna have to deal with all this fiddling. No one's gonna want to hear that. You're gonna have to deal with the fiddling. You're gonna have to deal with my air conditioner being on for 80% of this podcast. Listen, it was too hot. Okay, I already have bubble gut. I can't be hot with bubble gut. Okay, it's too much. It's too much for one man to take.
Oh my god.
Well, if we're just, so he's off the list. Jordan's list is empty once again. It's the only way that it's a pure list is if no restaurant is on it. no one has achieved that level of perfection yet. I guess we should get into the review.
Yep. Unwrapping this burger, it is a sight to behold because the hodgepodge of ingredients described on the page translates perfectly to the thing you hold in your hand. It looks like a mess. These things should not be together. It's barbecue sauce with pork belly and then two patties and cheese. And really, those flavors don't even go together. It really just seemed like a weird mashup for them to try. And then I took a bite of it.
Oh.
And I was surprised because the pork belly... it was surprisingly good. Like, the price definitely belied the quality.
Oh.
When I read that, I was like, he's right. Ricky Scallop is right.
Scallop's done it again.
I really like pork belly. I never thought I'd eat it on a burger with barbecue sauce from Steak and Shake. And what I was expecting was nothing but, like, the fat of a pork belly, like, mashed between two, like, patties on a bun. But that's not what I got, and what I got was better. And I think because of my low expectations, I was surprised by what I ate. And I did not hate it. I could not eat the whole thing. I hit a wall about two-thirds of the way through. But somehow, it looks, on paper, it shouldn't work. With your eyes, it shouldn't work. But with your mouth, it works.
The
I was
critic.
Working it with my mouth.
Oh.
I liked it. Of the three barbecue cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers we've eaten, this one was the best in my book.
Wow.
I liked it better than McDonald's, and I liked it better than Whataburger. I did not like the shake. The shake was awful. The shake is a fucking mess. What the fuck are they doing? I'll say this. They accomplished what they set out to accomplish. This wasn't like the Dr. Pepper shake that it was like, oh, it's brown and maybe it kind of tastes like Dr. Pepper here and there. I feel like Steak and Shake, they put the shake in the name. So they got to do it right. And they do. It was a high quality cotton candy shake. The problem with that is that a cotton candy shake tastes like shit. So no matter how good it is, it's always going to be bad. I hated it. The score suffers as a result because we have to service them together.
God.
So once again, it's lost potential. 53.
Wow. 53. Dang.
That's way lower than I thought you were going to give it after you just sucked the burger off.
You must have not liked this shake at all.
Holy shit. That's crazy. That's way lower than what you gave Whataburger.
I was thinking about this burger and all the problems that I thought it was going to have. I was ready to be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
I came here today sitting in my car.
That's your secret. You're always troubled.
But I guess what's surprising about it, Michael, is that I took a bite and all my troubles went away.
Oh, what?
Stop fiddling over there!
And then, much like any euphoric experience in life, reality comes back hard. And I took a drink of the shake and immediately was troubled once more.
Oh, no.
Which is how we land at 53.
Dang. All right,
you know, Jordan's review.
Jordan's review.
So the burger, I will say, I guess it's barbecue sauce, but it's a very different barbecue sauce. It says it's a maple bourbon sauce. It's not like a thick, like, smoky sauce. Like McDonald's and Whataburger were very similar. It was very heavy, like, barbecue burger. This was definitely like sweeter. It was on. It was a lighter sauce.
Yeah, it was much more subtle.
I'll agree with the drizzle. The drizzle was the perfect word. The Whataburger, I would say, after having six of them. Yes, I had one more after the podcast. was caked, drowned in the barbecue sauce. This was just a hint. I didn't know how the pork belly would go. I really, honestly, I used to eat at this Steak and Shake. I don't remember shit about whether the burger was not. I was like, I have no money. I'm going to eat the fast food place. That's why I went there. The pork belly was good. It was a good, dude.
Belying the quality.
I was not troubled before I ate it. I didn't know what it would be like. My initial reaction was, wow, this is good. And even to separate it from like taste aside, what is nice that I liked more than the McDonald's and especially the Whataburger barbecue burger was it on paper. Again, you've got the double meat and the pork belly. It's not nearly as thick or as like filling as those burgers. I didn't feel like I wanted to die trying to finish it. The Whataburger, like that's a meal for a day. You know,
yeah,
I ate this one.
Huge.
I ate this one and went, okay, like that was, you know, maybe they're thinner burgers or whatever, but it wasn't a monster burger. Maybe some people like that. It was a nice change of pace for me personally.
it was nice for Michael not to like be dying after he
it does say food. Something. It does say something about that though, if it still has more calories than the Whataburger and it's way smaller.
Yeah.
Like that, the just mass has to be like half the size.
Do we know if this one has more calories? I know that we read that the 7x7 burger has more
calories.
Oh,
sorry. I'm an idiot. Sorry. You're right. That makes sense. That was just burned into my brain, that 1300.
April 31st.
I'll take it back.
It's okay.
I'll take it back. There's no way that it has more calories. I'm looking into that. I still can't find a definitive answer on the 31st.
Well, there's news to come about that, so stay tuned.
I thought we should wait till the end this time. I'm holding my AirPod case, and now I'm pointing it like I'm giving a lecture, and I'm shaking it at Eric while I'm talking.
Thank you.
The cotton candy shake, loved the cherry on top, a literal cherry on top. Most he's just fucking fiddling again. He's going nuts over there.
I'm not moving. That's not me.
Who is it? It's you or Nick. It's one of you. I don't know who
it
is.
It's gotta be Nick. It's not me. I'm not doing anything.
I just, Jordan, you're hearing click, 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 click.
I'm hearing the clicks.
I heard it too. It's not me.
That was me.
Ah!
That one was at Nick.
Someone else honked. Did you just hear someone else honk?
Yeah. Is someone else in their car recording their podcast?
Oh, we're stepping on somebody's toes here. Like, we're filming here. Anyway, love the cherry. We got to get out of here quick. Shake tasted exactly like cotton candy.
It did.
100% cotton candy. Mikey likey. I like cotton candy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why I kept eating it. It's a fun color. It's blue. Looks cool. And it was very clear on the PR. People of all ages can enjoy it, so there's no kind of judgment going on. We're like, hey, you can't enjoy that. The marketing clearly states 10 and under. Nope.
Hey, you 30-year-old man.
Someone looks at me, and they say, you know what? You're in the clear. Have a nice day, sir. And I say, thank you very much. I'm going to go take a shit in Walmart now. So I honestly, I love this combo. I love it. This also, Jordan, might be my favorite
combo.
It might be my favorite one too, but shake included. I mean, I inhaled that
madness.
You guys were all eating it before I got back. I ate it before Eric and you didn't finish it.
You slammed it down, dude. That was fucking
wild. It's Michael.
Wild.
What do you expect from
That's
him?
That's a slam a damn a ding.
It happened so fast. It happened so fast.
The question is, how do I feel about them skimping on the food that you order? I really wanted the syrup signs, but also, I don't know that that would have happened to me. It might have been something that you did.
Eric might have screwed up.
You might have screwed up. You were probably like, touching your mustache and it was creepy, and the girl at the register was, that's why she ignored him at first. She was like, oh my god, this pedophile's still here.
Yeah, he's like twirling his mustache like, yeah, give me the cotton candy shake.
This is a straight up
people of all
personal
ages
attack.
Are allowed to enjoy.
This is a straight up personal attack. What the fuck?
I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just speculating. Allegedly, just Nick, go put allegedly before what I said, and then it's fine. I don't don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what happened because I wasn't there. I was shitting my brains out in a Walmart bathroom. I can only assume. Okay? But all that said, I'm thinking long and hard about this from my car. The rain's coming down.
Oh, you can hear it now.
I'm going to give this guy a 97.
What?
What?
Wow.
97.
Well, 97.
That puts the average score of this at 75.
Oh, that's pretty good. They're three quarters of the way, dude. That's almost a dollar.
I think that's perfectly fine for the burger, but this fucking...
No, that's not fine for the burger. The burger should have been 110.
Impossible. Not allowed.
But you ruined it. Well, you're lucky it didn't happen. You're lucky it didn't happen this week. This time. It's Fortnite. It's never this week.
I'm also glad that we finally went to a restaurant where we were eating a barbecue bacon cheeseburger that you couldn't go to five times before.
I could have. I just chose not to. If it wasn't back to back, I might have.
You would have driven down here five times.
I mean, at least once, for sure. See, just because you wouldn't believe in me, Jordan. It's the lack of faith that drives me.
I'm glad I can motivate you.
Yeah, it's true.
We all need our heroes.
Yeah. You're my villain. I'm the hero. You're the villain of the story. I must fight crime.
I think the audience would disagree.
I don't think they would at all.
Are you guys ready for this snack attack?
Yeah, get out of your car in the pouring rain and give us the snacks.
Pouring rain is an exaggeration.
Yep. Okay, here I go.
There were a lot of fans that after the Whataburger episode, they said, we could have used you back in the day to fight the Nazis.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people think that about us.
Yeah, because we're heroes.
Thank you, sir.
Are you, I'm what literally am I taking a fucking like piece. Oh, God. Okay, thanks. I know what it is. I know the show. Get back in your car, little worm. I'm hoping he didn't hear me. Listen to all that fiddling, dude. Listen to all that fiddling.
It's Fiddle City over there.
All right. Shut up. Shut up. I have to get back in my fucking car. Shut up.
So,
what is this?
Hey, watch. Hey.
What?
Who is that?
That was at Eric. These are at least the world's second best pretzels, like cocaine-coated butter garlic happiness, cocaine not included. I know Eric didn't want more snacks, but we can't let him feel like he has too much power. Hope you enjoy them. Ryan C. So is that like a garlic pretzel? They're very similar to the sour cream and chive pretzels that I posted
That's
on
exactly
my social
what
media
they taste
about.
Like, yeah.
The chive is not there. Is there sour cream at all, or is this garlic?
It's garlic.
It's good. It's definitely buttery. That is a buttery.
Sorry,
spread.
I cut out there. I got a phone call. I declined it. What is it?
It's garlic.
It's garlic.
Okay. It's good. That's a good pretzel.
I like it a lot. 85.
85.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it with a 90. 87. No, 87.
You hit it with an 87?
Yeah, 87.
All right. Well, the average score is 86. I didn't need the calculator for that.
How do you?
The only
can
thing
we be
about,
sure about that?
These pretzels is like they're way messier than regular pretzels because the powder really
powdery.
You need like a napkin, and normally you don't need a napkin for pretzels, but very good. You know, it's worth the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the show. We did it. We got no SERP sides because Eric was creepy, so we didn't get them.
No. What?
Allegedly creepy.
We don't know either way. We don't know that he was a gentleman. He can't say that either. We weren't there.
You do not get to do that.
Dude, someone's going to be like, someone's telling someone that people are beeping in the parking lot at each other. There's these four cars that just keep beeping at each other.
They're beeping at each other.
I think they're
flashing their
lights. I think
they're
private
detectives.
One
guy got out and gave somebody...
One opened pretzels? A sunroof and yelled at a bird?
One rolled down his window and yelled horny?
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, hang on. I got to do this part real quick. If you want to send us your snacks, you can send them at Face Jam, courtesy of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. Just so you guys know, you don't have to send snacks. I went to the office for the first time in, like, a month or something to go pick up the snacks. We are starting to approach snack attack territory with the amount that we have. I'm just letting you guys know.
Already? No.
You don't have to. You don't have to send. I mean, they're just sitting in a room in my house. Right, there are so many that I couldn't put them in the kitchen, so I had to put them in like a room in my house. So we are approaching that territory. Don't feel like you need to send snacks. We have some for a little while, but if you want to, that is the address.
Did you bring the snacks for the future episodes?
No, because they were all like this, where I couldn't distribute them and get them into like individual pieces. Yep,
he doesn't have bags.
Sure,
I don't have bags. I looked this morning and I do not have plastic bags.
If only there was a Walmart somewhere.
Well, no, it smells like shit. It smells like shit in that Walmart. It's fucking gross.
It's probably cleared out by now. So that's the episode. That's the Face Jam. Eric, update on the Face Jam merch people are clamoring about. What do we got?
Time for the merch segment.
This is the merch segment of the show.
Like hyperspeed, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Swears Science. It is the Listen to Face Jam shirt is available in black and white. It is available now. You can go store.roosterteeth.com and you can get the Listen to Face Jam shirt in black and white. It is a top seller. It's doing great. 100% Eat shirts will be back on May 5th. So on May 5th, get to the store.
What happened was...
April 36th?
They tried April 31st and realized apparently no one could find out where that day is, so it got bumped a week.
That is true.
I think everyone decided not to acknowledge April 31st.
This is what happened. By the way, Eric, I went back and checked. No one said April 31st.
No, not at all.
So you two were just crazy. Got it.
We were never given that information at all. It all said April 30th.
We were told end of the month, but now because of, and again, it's because of the situation that we're in and everything. Our distributor is working really hard. To get all this stuff out there for you guys. But obviously, you know, the situation is what it is. So May 5th is going to be the 100% Eat shirts. Also, hats and pop sockets.
Be aware.
Hats and pop sockets coming soon. We've seen the test hat. We've seen a picture of the hat. We've seen a picture of the hat on someone's head.
Yes,
it looks great.
True.
It does look looks cool. Like a hat. It looks like a hat. It's fantastic.
It is on the front part, not the front part you think.
Uh-huh.
Right. When you think of the front part.
The top
front. It's the top front. Uh-huh. If you want to stay up to date, with all this information, at FaceJamPod on Twitter, people are like, oh, I don't have a Twitter. How do I get this information? I tried going to your house and telling you, but your mom said you were busy, so I couldn't give you the information personally. So unfortunately, you'll have to go to the Twitter.
And then Eric showed your mom his pork belly, and that's why he's a creep.
She gave me a steak and shake. It was all fucked up. So go to @FaceJamPod on Twitter. That's where you can get all the information. Even if you don't have a Twitter, I guess start one and follow it. I don't know. But that's going to be the best way to get all the information that we have for all this stuff. And there
March
it is.
March calendars, May 5th. Be ready to click the button and buy the shirt. It will sell out. Very quickly.
Oh, I don't doubt it'll sell out. We're getting twice as much inventory as we did before. I don't doubt that it'll sell out.
I just don't want to hear you complain about not knowing the shirt was ready.
Wow. Are you talking to Eric or who are you talking to?
I'm talking... That one's for the fans.
Oh, shit.
Jordan beeped at you. I really hope you can cut out this air conditioner. It's going to be brutal.
Please rate 5 stars, subscribe, tell your friends about the show where we eat the food, and then review the food.
Face Jam Challenge. Face Jam Challenge still going strong.
Face Jam Challenge it.
It's still going strong.
And even easier with the Listen to Face Jam shirt.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Speaks for itself.
I want to see people combine the Talking About Challenge and the Face Jam Challenge.
That's a new challenge sweeping the nation, and this is what I like about the Jammers. We didn't even issue this challenge.
We did not tell them to do this. They took it upon themselves.
Eric and I did a little video of us ordering food, talking about, think about, let me get that, and people ran with it and started sending in their own talking about, think about, let me get order. All I ask of you is, and the ones I've seen, people have been nice about it. Don't be a dick to the person. Especially now, like, these people are going to work serving food during a pandemic. But my argument of people going, oh, you're doing that to people. Like, I go, well, saying, oh, talking about, think about. Normal people do that every day, okay?
Yep.
That ain't, that's nothing that they're not used to. If you just, you know, maybe throw in a, like, let me get that. And the next one I'm going to do, I already told my wife. I don't think you know her. I told her that I said, next one I'm going to throw in.
You're married?
Next one, it's true. I'm gonna throw in, let me get silly with. That's what I want to go. Yeah, I'm gonna get silly with a number three. That's what I'm gonna do next time.
Ooh, I like that.
So if you want to do that, people are calling it the talking about challenge.
Yep. Try it out.
That's up to you. If you do it, you know, be nice about it. But tweet that to @FaceGenPod. Maybe they'll reply or retweet or whatever. I don't. Who got a text? Who was that?
That wasn't me. It was me. You. I think that's you.
It was me. Oh, maybe it was me.
Jesus. Oh. So that'll do it for this episode of Face Jam.
Guys, I'm wearing my headphones that are connected to my phone. Maybe you guys didn't hear that.
Face Jam hits the road. Maybe we'll hit the road again.
All right.
And if Eric doesn't watch it, I'm going to hit him next.
What the fuck? You can't strike me.
I'll come over there. I'll strike you.
Hey, no striking.
I'll put a mask and gloves on, and I will slap up and down the side of your car. All right. I gotta go home.
Okay, goodbye.